Trump's tanker for tanker policy escalates. U.S. strikes three IRGC oil tankers after Iran targets two warships. By Joshua Klein on September 5, 2026. President Donald Trump's tanker-for-tanker retaliation policy escalated Saturday as U.S. forces struck three Iranian oil tankers after the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, launched ballistic missiles toward two U.S. Navy warships. CENTCOM declaring the 3-for-2 response was intended to impose an even higher economic cost on Tehran. A U.S. aircraft carrier and guided missile destroyer successfully evaded multiple Iranian attacks while patrolling regional waters, according to U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM. No American personnel were harmed. American forces retaliated by permanently disabling the IRGC-linked crude oil carriers MT Downey off the coast of Kark Island and MT Stark 1 near Jask, while completely destroying the unladen MT Kylo, also known as the Noxon, in the Gulf of Oman after directing its crew to abandon ship. CENTCOM described the three vessels as part of a multi-billion-dollar shadow network financing the IRGC and its regional proxies. Thus the strikes directly targeted an oil network that helps provide revenue to Iran's most powerful military force. CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper made clear the 3-for-2 response was deliberate. "Let the message to the IRGC be clear. If you shoot at two of our ships, we will impose an even higher economic cost, taking out three of yours," Cooper said. He then widened the warning beyond Saturday's retaliation. "We will not hesitate to defend American forces. And if necessary, destroy Iran's limited and exposed oil fleet," Cooper declared. War Secretary Pete Hegseth reinforced the new equation hours later, warning that additional Iranian attacks on American warships would be answered by destroying more of Tehran's oil tankers. "It's simple, if Iran shoots at U.S. ships, we will destroy and sink their oil tankers," Hegseth wrote on X. "All they have to do is not shoot at U.S. Navy. Iran's remaining tanker fleet is effectively defenseless," Hegseth added, pointing to Tehran's severely degraded naval and air capabilities and warning that U.S. aircraft, warships, and submarines can reach the vessels across both CENTCOM and Indo-Pacific Command. Saturday's strikes marked a significant escalation of the tanker-for-tanker retaliation policy first put into action earlier this week after renewed Iranian attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. As Breitbart News reported Wednesday, Trump approved the policy allowing U.S. forces to target Iranian government tankers specifically in retaliation for Iranian attacks on vessels transiting the strategic waterway, separate from American operations enforcing the blockade of Iran. U.S. forces struck two Iranian government tankers as part of Tuesday's broader operation against roughly 100 Iranian targets after the IRGC renewed attacks on commercial shipping. American forces also hit air defense and radar systems, maritime facilities, mine-laying capabilities, communications sites, and other systems Tehran used to threaten traffic through Hormuz. Saturday's exchange took the policy a step further. After the IRGC went from attacking commercial shipping to launching ballistic missiles toward two U.S. Navy warships, Washington responded by taking three vessels out of the oil network financing the IRGC, imposing precisely the greater economic penalty Admiral Cooper said Iran would now face for attacks on American forces. "The threat carries particular weight as Iran's oil-dependent economy is already being battered by the U.S. blockade and the Trump administration's expanding campaign to cut Tehran off from the revenue and foreign financing sustaining the regime." Senior Iranian officials acknowledged this week that the country has only about 2 months of gasoline remaining, even as one of the world's major oil producers, after its limited and war-damaged refining capacity left it dependent on imports that it is increasingly struggling to obtain. "The same pressure has left Tehran with fewer channels to obtain foreign currency, import critical goods, or finance the costly networks it has long used to move oil and money around American sanctions." Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent underscored the deterioration Friday, declaring that no Iranian crude shipment has successfully transited the Strait of Hormuz to China, historically Tehran's largest oil customer, since the United States reinstated its blockade. Iranian crude is instead accumulating aboard vessels trapped inside the strait, leaving Tehran with finite storage as its ability to export oil and replenish revenue steadily contracts. Iran's export lifeline is being cut off, Besant wrote. Saturday's strikes directly compound that problem by taking additional tankers out of service. Vessels Iran needs not only to move its crude but increasingly to store oil it cannot export. One of the vessels, the Downey, was struck off Karg Island, the hub that handled roughly 90% of Iranian crude exports before the war. Trump has repeatedly threatened the island's oil infrastructure during the conflict. While previous American strikes there deliberately stopped short of destroying the facilities at the heart of Iran's oil industry. The tanker retaliation is unfolding alongside the administration's broader economic offensive against Tehran. Besant launched Operation Economic Outcast late last month to target the foreign banks, businesses, vessels, front companies, and other networks Iran uses to move oil revenue and finance the IRGC. The result is an increasingly coordinated campaign. The blockade prevents Tehran from freely exporting its oil. Economic Outcast targets the financial architecture needed to move the proceeds. And continued Iranian attacks now expose the tankers themselves to additional American strikes. Tehran responded Saturday by threatening to escalate again. Ibrahim Zalfaghari, spokesman for Iran's Qatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, the unified command overseeing the country's armed forces, warned that continued U.S. enforcement of the blockade and interference with Iranian vessels would bring more severe attacks against American warships, with the confrontation potentially expanding further. If the hostility, insecurity and harassment of Iranian ships and the naval blockade of Iran continue, the strikes by the armed forces of the Islamic Republic against U.S. military vessels in the region will be more severe than before, Zalfaghari said, adding that there was also a possibility of expanding the attacks. Iran's foreign ministry separately condemned Saturday's tanker strikes as a war crime and warned Washington and its allies that they would bear responsibility for the consequences of continued U.S. military action. The threats leave Tehran confronting an increasingly costly equation. Further attacks on U.S. ships risk accelerating the destruction of the same tanker fleet Iran relies upon to move and increasingly store the oil at the center of an economy already being starved of export revenue. As Cooper warned Saturday, if Tehran continues targeting American forces, the United States is prepared, if necessary, to destroy Iran's remaining limited and exposed oil fleet. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.